called Running in Battle. But they had some rough times back in those days.
Do you know what he did for a living besides the time he was in the war?
Well, his father was a plantation operator over there at Memphis. And he'd help his daddy run the plantation. And as a matter of fact, he was 16 years old when he joined the army. So he's kind of young. So when he did move over here to Custer County, that was 4 years later. He was about 20 at the time. We just got married. He went out the rest of town here and started farming. Bought himself about 800 acres of land out there. The land was selling for about $4 an acre at the time. It was cheap, but it was right after the war and nobody had any money.
Do you have any idea of what his schooling was?
His schooling? I don't think he had too much. I think he went to school, some of the local schools over there around Memphis, Tennessee. I think it was private schools, as a matter of fact. Private schools, and he was educated over there. But he never did go off to college. My grandmother did, but he never did go off.
His wife?
His wife.
Where did she go?
She went to, let's see, Massachusetts, Boston Tech, Boston School of Music. Boston. It's not the correct name, I believe it is. Boston. Anyway, it was supposed to be a fine school for music. I can't think of it.
You know,
Boston Conservatory, I believe is what they call it.
Other people think of a musical family.
Well, yes, they do on that side. I'm afraid I didn't hear any of it.
Well, did she teach music or?
Grandmother?
Yeah,
she was teaching at it. No, when she got back, she came over here to Texas and she moved and she had a grand piano that her father had given her. And she brought it over here. She entertained all the natives out here west of town with piano concerts. She had the first piano in Nevada County, so they didn't know what music was. So she played for them. She liked it pretty well.
You say she was a housewife?
She was a housewife. She had 8 children of her own. They had big families back in the day. She had a pretty hard time, though. She lived a pampered life. And she never had to turn the hand to do anything. So she came to Texas. She had to get busy and she got back over here. The first time she ever went to church, she put on a Sunday go to meeting clothes, all dressed up, went to church. She got there and nobody over there had on any fancy clothes at all. They had old blue calico dresses and sunbonnets. And they looked at her.
Who are you?
They said, who are you? And she went home and she never took those clothes on again.